from Sunday. Time now to meet a man who made a decision that for many of us is just a dream, but he actually did it. Wayne Phipps from Burnham-on-Sea in Somerset walked away from what looked like a secure and successful life. He was 53. He decided to start again. But what was his life like before he made this huge decision?
I had a 30-year career in sales, decent income. I didn't tell them that, but a company car, everything that looks responsible from the outside, and on paper it worked fine. But sales, like a lot of things, isn't lived on paper. It's lived in targets, pressure, and often in my case, stuck in traffic on the M25 or something like that in the south. For many years it suited me, but in 2020, when everything slowed down, shall we say, I had a lot of spare time. I started learning things I'd always been curious about, YouTube and video editing, building small websites, and I loved it. And when I went back to work, the contrast was obvious. I realised I didn't feel the same about
really?
It.
Really? So it was COVID, was it, when you kind of obviously...
Yes,
you
I didn't want to mention the word, but yes, it was, yeah.
I know, it's a nightmare word. So it was COVID, you had time to yourself, you stepped back, you did things that I suppose you had time to do, you know, you wanted to do, but wouldn't have had the opportunity to do. And then we went back to work. But the job hadn't changed, presumably. It was you that had changed.
No, I'm certainly not anti-career, anti-work or anti-sales career. It's, you know, it served me well and I loved it for a long time. But after we'd had that time, I'd never had that kind of time to sit back and think about really who I was and what I really wanted to do. So being more creative, shall I say, really hit home with me. And when I went back to work, I really struggled with it. I felt totally misaligned. And for me, that started to show up physically. In time, I was being put onto blood pressure medication, and that was increased. And that's just because I wasn't being very kind to myself, because I didn't feel like I had time or energy to do the things that you should do to look after yourself.
So how old are you at this point when you go, actually, it's not, you know, my life isn't, it's not panning out as I want it to?
Yes. I was around... late 40s, so at 49, 50, when we come back from COVID, basically, when it was just about 6 months after that, I started having to be put on medication. I'd stopped going to the gym. I wasn't doing the fitness that I used to do. And I think it catches up with you as an age thing as well. And then one morning I received a letter from the GP that said, now you're pre-diabetic and you'll need regular monitoring. Well, that was the moment when it stopped for me being theoretical and I realised I couldn't keep going in the same direction and I had to kind of do something about my health. So I made some simple but consistent changes, and that the first part of that was basically thinking that I really needed to leave my job and prioritise my health.
Wow, well, that was a big decision, wasn't it?
It was a big decision, and it sounds dramatic at the time, but because I had had that background that I'd been learning, I felt like I had somewhere to kind of go with it. And what I did was I actually worked out my numbers. So I sat there and went through, what do I actually need? And what is it that I just have for the sake of it, the luxuries? So I worked everything out. I called it minimum viable income and got rid of all the luxuries, the subscriptions, the contracts, any superfluous stuff
holidays
that I just don't need anymore. Yeah, holidays, because the way I saw holidays was, like a lot of people do, it was an escape from work for 2 weeks of the year. And I thought, well, I don't need that if I'm not actually
working
at work. Yeah, exactly. So I thought that can go.
So you're around 50.
Yes.
And you've got a good job, you know, presumably if you're a salesperson, you're getting a company car, let's say, and bonuses. Yes. and that sort
All
of thing.
That.
So you're comfortable, and then you just take this leap. You must have, yeah, I mean, financially, most people would not be able to do that. You know, they have mortgages, they have families to support. It wouldn't be possible. But you found a way to do it.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that everyone is for everyone. Obviously, when you're older, sometimes some of your responsibilities are less. And I looked at it. It was a serious decision, but I made sure it was financially responsible. And I worked out exactly what my number was, and that reduced the pressure straight away. And when you actually take everything away and actually look at the bare bones of it. Actually, it's not as scary as it sometimes seems. It will be for some. And as I say, I don't advocate everyone going down the same path just like that, because if you left your job just because you felt pressure, you're just pushing the pressure somewhere else.
Yeah, absolutely. But good on you, Wayne Phipps. Coming back to him after Rain Me In from Sam Fender and Olivia Dean. It's Sam Fender, Olivia Dean, Rain Me In. Back now to Wayne Phipps from Burnham-on-Sea, who at 53, just 53, decided to walk away from his job and start all over again. But how did he manage to afford such a life-changing decision?
I literally had worked it out and thought, I just need to make sure I can pay the bills. And for me, I had that number now, and I set about working out a way I could get to that number.
So you had a home to live in that, you know, you could stay in. So you knew you had a roof over your head. And then you walked away.
Yes, basically, I just looked at it and said, right, OK, I need to earn, in this instance, at least £1,000 a month just to pay the bills. I had some savings, a small amount left, like they tell you to have something to fall back on. I didn't want to. I knew that would only last a year at the most. If I just sat there watching daytime TV, which I wouldn't do anyway, I knew that would soon eat away. So I needed to earn from day one. So I looked at something to bridge the time before I could start doing what I wanted to do. And I basically started buying and selling stuff. But I started with the stuff I had at home, all the stuff from the loft that I'd just had grown over the years,
right,
and I was emotionally attached to.
Yeah.
So it's easy. It's a low barrier to entry. And I just got all the stuff out the loft. I had old action figures, just electrical things that were now worth money. I just started putting them all on eBay. And it's funny, isn't it?
There is something very satisfying about getting something that's collecting dust,
yes,
and putting it out there on a site and selling it. And I mean, I've no idea, but I'm guessing that you weren't making anything like what you were making in your sales job, but you were getting satisfaction out of it.
Exactly that. Yeah, but the satisfaction was what now I was waking up in the morning, not dreading or thinking where I've got to be at 9:30 in the morning. Now I'm thinking I'm going on a 5-mile walk, and then I'm going to do my gym, and then I'll do some of this reselling, and then the rest of the day I can do exactly what I want. So it was perfectly aligned with what I wanted to do. And over 6 months of just like reselling and just getting to that target of £1,000 a month and just paying my bills so it didn't eat away all of my savings. I did have to go into it to pay things that just come up, but it made it last longer. And after 6 months of putting my health first and doing the reselling, actually reversed some of the damage I'd done to myself. Mm. I actually reversed the pre-diabetes. So
amazing.
It shows that it was the right decision to me, and it makes it all worthwhile.
And then you decided to put your story on YouTube, didn't you?
Yes, exactly. Well, because I've always been interested in that kind of side of things, coming from sales, kind of marketing and things like that. So I'd been looking at YouTube, and during the years running up to when I quit my job, I've been looking at how you do storytelling and and I knew that lived experiences and things like that might resonate with people. But all I was doing was wanting to make a video just to see if I could, my editing was okay or something like that. Just, you know, and I would be happy if 10 people watched it. But as it turned out, that quite a few resonated with the video.
Well, I mean, when you say quite a few, it had over a million views, didn't it?
Yes,
over a million.
It's still growing.
It's huge, isn't it?
On a long form video, yes. My first video has had to date back just over 1.2 million.
Amazing.
And it's still growing. And it shows that it resonates with a lot of people. I think a lot of people in their 40s and 50s feel misaligned, and they think they just got to push through to some retirement date. And it kind of it's sort of aligned with their way of thinking, I believe.
Well, you sound like you are happy that you quit the rat race, if you like, in your
yes,
early 50s.
I am. It's the best thing I ever did. I'm not saying, as I say, I'm not saying that everyone will be able to do it or should do it. But for me, now I'm on a path, and now I've got, with YouTube, for example, I absolutely love it. And now I'm trying to turn that into something that I can be proud of, enjoy making, and help people at the same time. And I feel totally aligned with that.
How do we find you on YouTube?
Just put Wayne Phipps, Phipps, into YouTube. I'm sure that video will come up, or waynephipps.com. I've got a website that I'm building out as well with my other skills.
With these other skills. How lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us. Who else do we have? If you want to mention